Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. I'm going on tour. Big news. I brought you all here today just to tell you I'm going on tour. Are you excited about that?
Very excited.
Let me just go to colingettis.com. Am I raspy this morning? Am I raspy?
You just had a little porridge.
I'm full of rasps. Go to colingettis.com and check out my tour dates. This is where I'm going to, Maureen. 8th of September, Vicar Street, Dublin. That's a big one. If you live in Dublin or know anyone in Ireland, go to Vicar Street. Then I'm off to Monkey Barrel, Edinburgh, which is on the 19th. And then on the 20th, I'm in Blackfriars in Glasgow. Now, wait to hear this. On the 20th, I'm doing an early and a late show. And then the next night, 21st, I'm doing an early and a late show. Nice. So that's Glasgow. And then SS Arena Belfast, of course, 30th of September. And then there's a little bit of a gap there. And we're on the 12th of October, Leicester Square Theatre, London. And then the Frog and Bucket in Manchester on the 1st of November. And then Hot Water Comedy Club, Liverpool, 2nd of November. Nice. Get on it. Get. Is that my ass? My guest today, my legal biological wife, Maureen.
Hello.
You've a bit more time in your hands, hopefully, than Kieran did last week. Last week's episode was 40 minutes long because he's a professional athlete, had to go off and...
Oh, right, yeah.
He had to go off and play football, you see. But we're just discussing how good I am at noises.
Yeah.
What made that come about? Me just going clank?
Yeah.
Because this is the second time I've had that discussion in like 2 weeks. Because Kieran told me, he goes, you're like the sounds guy. And I was like, hold on a minute. I don't know. That's not how I want to be remembered.
There was a question, I think, on Patreon there. Someone said that.
What's your legacy? I do sounds good.
Yeah.
Be dead, that's it. Dead and buried on the headstone. He does sounds well.
What do you think it is? Like,
what makes me so good?
Yeah.
That noises?
Yeah, can you just hear it and then just replicate it?
Yeah, it's one of the many gifts of a fine comedian. The art of mimicry.
Mimicry?
Mimicry.
Mimicry. That doesn't sound like a real word, does it?
Mimicry? It's not. Mimicry. Probably absolutely. No, I can make up signs more, not words. I'm not good in words.
True.
But I wonder what signs are, because Kieran said to me, you're very good at, like, I made like a joke fingering noise and he goes, you're elite at that. And I was like, I've worked a lot on it.
That's the one he likes, yeah.
Yeah, because he had a hole in his table and I pretended to finger it. But, and then I said, funnily you should mention that, last time I was in Laverick's, Mick, you know, comedians will like run a bit by each other, but Mickey was going, here, is this funny? And then he was like doing a sweet noise. And I was like, I wonder, was Mickey just checking with the sounds guy? Fucking Collie yeah. Winslow over here. If that's his name, isn't it? Michael Winslow, guy from Police Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Collie Winslow, that's the name of the podcast there. Was he running the sound by? He's like, I know the bit's funny, but I'm just running the sound by you for me to check and master it.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the content. It was just the sound.
No, he's like, I know the premise of the joke's funny, but is this particular finger noise funny? The sounds guy. Name a sound, I'll do it.
Bird.
Meow.
A bird? That's very vague. Have you ever seen those birds? What do you call that shoebill thing?
Oh, that's terrifying.
Have you ever seen those now? The big giant bird and the fucking, them like slapping their lips. It literally sounds like gunfire. Shoebill.
They're really scary looking, aren't they?
I mean, it's a full blown dinosaur. Look at the face on that motherfucker.
That's one of those ones you see and you're just going, it makes me feel funny looking at that. Do you know what I mean? It looks not real.
Bro, look. Loser. Is that a nick? You know, if you were like, if you met a guy and you're like, oh, he's so good looking, he's in great shape, he's so nice and everything. And then he's just like, I really like birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, egg?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with animals.
They're really into something.
Like, there's one of those guys, you see him on The One Show and stuff, and they'll be like, we're going over to do, you know, a bit of a feature here on whatever fucking bird is nesting on whatever island. And the guy's absolutely jacked. The guy looks like a marine, but then he's just absolutely up a sidewards over like a fucking, these puffins, you know, laying eggs.
Yeah, it's obviously
stiffy over some
like,
nature.
It depends what it is, but things like that where it seems like you're a wee boy into like an activity. Mm-hmm. Is a nick, yeah. Definitely.
That seat is Squeaksville. Yeah, at a certain age, you're just like, fuck animals. And that's what, you know, that's what should happen.
You want them to, you would like, so you like, it's fine if people love animals, but it's just that like very specific thing. You're like,
yeah.
It's just, well, a nick is a nick, isn't it? It doesn't have to make sense.
Because I'd be freaking out if I see. Listen to that. Yeah, I'd shoot that. I would definitely eat it though, you know.
You'd eat it, that's sure.
Yeah, if you went into a fancy restaurant and were like, here, his cheek of shoebill. You know that big bit of muscle there, slow cooked down. It's probably great. Unless it's like a seagull and it's just eating fucking bins or whatever.
I don't know. What does it eat? Fish or something? I don't know.
Whatever it wants with that face. Fuck me. It's picking up children. You do see videos, you know, the world's gone crazy now where like a seagull will just pick up a squirrel. And just gawk it on down.
Seagulls are big too.
Seagulls are big. I told you about the time years ago I was like filming something. I think it was at LOL. And I stepped into the street for a cigarette. And a pigeon just went. And then a seagull just came down after it and started picking its fucking tits off. I was like, this place has gone to the dogs here.
Or did it just fell from the sky?
I think it had picked it up and fucking bashed its head in and then just fucked it off the building and it just went flap and it made quite the slap. You know, you can only imagine what a human would sound like falling off a building or something. But the pigeon just went like, and then the fucking seagull down after and just straight into its chest. It's like, ripping it out.
That is one of those things where like actual nature is way more destructive than like what humans do to animals sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If that was a human, they'd go to jail.
You know, every time a policeman shoots a dog, you're like, well, that's nothing compared to what they do to each other.
I mean, I don't like bird.
That's why that whole page, Nature is Metal, exists.
Yeah.
Rough. Did you ever see the fucking, there's like a bird, it might be like an actual stork, not one of these fucking creeps here, but it's got a little nest and it just takes a look at three chicks and goes, You're a bit of fucking deadwood here, and just picks it up by the head and drops it off the nest. Pieces of shit.
They don't give a shit.
They deserve to be it. Same as guys. Fuck them.
They deserve to be it.
Yeah. It's your fault for being so goddamn tasty.
Look at you.
Well, the world's heading that way, you know, isn't it really? Everyone's like, stop oil, stop farming. You know. Is it Bill Gates or something owns one of those like locust farms? Don't know.
He owns a what farm?
Yeah.
Bill Gates does.
You know why? He's fucking waiting for them goddamn cockroach fulfill bars coming out. You know, I would be like, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, humans should be able to eat animal products the way animals eat animal products. Blah, 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 blah. And then we'll make a vlog one day where I'll go, I can't believe Bill Gates is suggesting the humans should eat like cockroach protein burger, and then I bite it and then I'm like, God damn. Big old bits of black legs in my teeth and all. God, it's fucking tasty, sir.
See, would you care if it just tasted good?
Probably not.
Like, is it the fact that it's meat or is it just the flavour? Do you know what I mean? Like, what is it? Or is it that it has to be meat? There is still an argument though for meat is at least one singular organic product.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely organic. Rather than organic to just,
you know,
kill an animal and eat it.
Bits of stuff that's genetically formed and mashed together and added and,
well, that's it.
Scraped together to look like a chicken nugget. Like,
they're talking about like a health crisis. Wait until your only diet is like powders and bars and fucking bunch of other bullshit.
I know, you know those adverts.
And everybody will be dead at like 30.
Do you know those adverts for like, you know, that well-known brand of, you know, protein shakes? Food supplements, protein shakes?
Slimfoot, you sponsored or something? Say their name. Call Huel. Them out. Huel. All oh, right.
But
we'll kiss goodbye to that multi-million pound deal.
Do you ever see the adverts for the powdered like dinners?
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
And it's like, hey, if you don't have time, just put this powder in here and add water and it's 400 calories and it's all your nutrients and blah, blah, blah. And it gives this list of like advantages, like it has protein in it and this amount of carb and this blah, 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 blah. And you're going, yeah, so does food. Like what?
I know.
So food also gives you that, but it's almost like if you list it out, people are like, oh my God, amazing. It's just filling. It's everything I need nutritionally. You're like, yeah, so is other food.
Yeah, so is a fucking drip they give you in hospital when you're like dying. You know what I mean?
But
just
it's
to fucking
very
keep
like,
you alive.
That's stuff that astronauts eat. Like when there is no live products.
But a lot of those all those like development podcasts will be like, are you too busy to fucking eat? And then they'll suggest something like Huel. And then the next one will be like, the time management app that we use to, you know, program in rest into your life. You know, it's like, imagine explaining that to like a fucking Spanish person or something. You know, if you're in a rush and, or like an Italian, you know, in a wee village, small business owner, if you don't have time to eat, you can have this pasta. And I'd be like, get the fuck your mother. You know, like a lot of people are like, hey, I'm drinking and eating for 2 hours here, no matter what the fuck happens.
Yeah, but that's a whole different thing, isn't it? Like actually enjoying your food and sitting.
Do you know that's a very apparent, I can't remember where the fuck I heard this, but they were like millennials have this, like people think they're lazy because the economy changed and they, you know, they think people aren't working hard enough to afford a house and everything, even though everything changed, but they're working like fucking maniacs basically. Yeah. And he's like, that's why everything's a fucking food truck. Everything's a, you know, hey, we just chop all your ingredients into like spoonable amounts so that you can fucking eat
and work quicker
as you like dive onto a tube. Yeah, so everything's like quick, fast, now take away, pop up, you know. There's no fucking chilling anymore because everyone's working themselves to death for nothing.
It's not a good way to eat or live.
No,
but it's like, do you know, because everything's faster now and everyone's like worried about like, oh, the robots are going to take over, and you're like, they're not, because we're turning ourselves into robots. That's what people don't realize. We're the robots.
I had it in one ear from Gordo all fucking day yesterday, and now I'm getting it from you. Jesus Christ. Shout out to Gordo, those conspiracy guys.
Oh, yeah, you're the conspiracy guys.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Can you hear me okay in this? I feel like I can only hear.
Do you want to hear yourself up a wee bit? Is that better?
Hello?
Test. Yeah, there you go.
But yeah.
Well, that is it, yeah.
Because just when I seen that, like, powdered food, and then as you say, the way you work now, and then everyone's just in these, like, chairs that keep you, like, plugged in all day, and then it's all VR. And then it's like, you just everything, avatars and...
It's the Matrix one.
Everything. And you're like, we are turning into robots. Like,
yeah.
There's not like this robot army kind of come and take our jobs, you know, like in the Disney animation of robots. But it's just like, it's quite terrifying. Well, sure. I don't know. There's something about powdered food. I'm like, really? Like,
who was
I would
talking?
Rather argue about meat or not meat than just, do you need powder and hot water?
Yeah, because you're
like,
so busy.
Formula food? Like, my God.
But that's it. And you... Not only do they come in and take over, as you say, you offer yourself up.
Yeah.
You know? Do you allow me to take all your information so that you can fucking do a thing?
Yeah. I know. And
take it.
I'm the worst now because at the start I was so suspicious of all those things. Like, you know, do you consent to cookies and this and this and this? I'm like, no, and just not go into certain... See, now I'm like, yes, 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 don't care. I'm like, they can grab it from everything now anyway. It'd be nearly impossible for them not to get... that information you're using online anyway, and you just get so much shit anyway, so you're like, fuck, I don't care.
Just become absolutely shameless. That's probably the route I'll go down.
Yeah, I think you either have to go completely off the grid, like I don't have social media anymore and I'm not doing anything to do with that, or you just go put a load of it out anyway, so it's not, you're not so paranoid about it that you're trying to hide anything. You're putting out exactly what you want and you know that it's put out there.
Yeah,
I don't know,
I've scheduled a dick pic for
Have you?
Threads at 5 o'clock.
But it's a bit like that naked attraction, and then the next bit will come up.
Judging by my
belly is coming next.
Judging by my Instagram tits. Numbers, fucking no one would see that dick pic if I posted it. If I put my dick on stories, 10 close friends would see it. A couple of heart emojis. You know,
all my family. Well done, girl.
I know. But I was talking to Gordo at those conspiracy guys because I was down doing that episode on Nikola Tesla. It was only 9 hours long or something, you know. Fucking near lost my goddamn
mind. The good thing
mind.
Is,
yeah,
your attention span is 10 out of 10.
I have elite focus and calmness for 9 hours straight. I had a fucking sore neck from looking over at him like this for 9 hours. You know? But I was talking about, I was like, oh, did you see the video in China where the guy, the police would just come on the train and like check your phones? And he goes, yep. And they're trying to pass like a hate speech bill in Ireland too. And they'll be able to do that. No. And even if you have like an offensive meme that you, it's like having drugs. If you had an offensive meme that you had, you know, the intention of sharing, that you can be done for that.
Wow.
But then we talked about, you know, like you could, there could actually be, you know, good old fashioned decent crime going on in the background, and they'd be like, but you've got a meme there on the phone. You've got a meme, you know. They'd be pushing in your bag past like a machete and a handgun and a fucking bag of coke and being like, do you have any fucking memes there? You bad bastard.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's crazy. That's why I'm intermittently posting photos of my anus in my camera roll.
Yeah.
Because when they go in there and see those memes, they'll be like, and I'll be like, I told you.
Intermittently, like just every 6 photos.
Oh, yeah. There's like at the start of every row, you know? It'll just be like a screenshot of a song from Spotify, a picture of Eddie, a picture of my anus, a screenshot of my notes with my comedy set on it. Picture my anus.
Someone else's anus.
Progress photo of our house being done up. You know? Cool office setup I've seen on Instagram. Anus, you know?
And if you look back, it's actually Braille for fuck you.
When you zoom out, when you click into the months, you know, you zoom in. It's a big finger I got.
It's a bigger anus.
What about Eminem doing this and everyone thought it was cool?
What is that?
Dunno. He basically was going like, fuck you.
For anyone listening, just, what is it, like a bend, you bend your
instead of giving the regular finger, yeah, you're kind of just going like.
Don't even care.
Yeah. Can't even be arsed giving you the full finger.
Is it just me, or is it still weird when you see Eminem with black hair?
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't look at him. I'm like, who is that? Who is that? That's not Eminem to me.
Well, it's a beard.
He came out with Ed Sheeran. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. The beard is what's freaking you out.
Maybe it's the beard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the beard. It's not the black hair, it's the beard.
But he probably can't, you know, it's probably, the blonde hair is probably one of those things where he's like, why the fuck did I do that?
Oh, I know that, but I think just.
I come in here now and every
content. You know when you always just remember someone from the time that you knew them from, and then anything else is like, what is this? Yeah. I don't understand. Be more like my memories.
Ed Sheeran and Eminem, I blow my brains out.
I'm delighted. I think I'll be all right. Have you seen Eminem before? Not like
live?
Not in the shop or something.
Do I know who he is? No. Heard Eminem? Heard of him?
And Marshall.
Marshall! Have I seen him live now?
I seen him in Oxygen.
It's weird.
Years ago.
It's weird that I haven't because we all have celebrity friends now. Don't we now? Celebrity friends, we got. He must have done a bit of a blitz on everybody there. Seen a clip from the Bomb Squad, our boy Bert Kreischer. Shout out!
Oh wow,
that nearly was a song. geez, that was nearly an album I just pumped out there. Speaking of Eminem,
yeah.
So, where did we see? Yeah, I woke up and there was like a comment on, because I, you know, it was like a shared collaboration video. And then it was like, Bert Kreischer said under, will I read it out? Because he's, you know, it's great when a person you have admired for a while is just as human as you are and probably as drunk. He wrote, so the clip was the David Goggins clip. And he wrote, stop a fun because of Frank Ocean. And then underneath he wrote, a run, I'm a moron.
I like that he kept it in too. Didn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah. And then he followed Bomb Squad. He followed me. He probably followed Aaron. Did he follow you? Loser. Well, Bomb Squad is following, you know.
Yeah.
But,
and he said, subscribe to Pod.
And he said, and then he slid in the Bomb Squad DMs and said, what did he say? I'm subscribed or something? fucking subscribe.
I feel like it is the kind of podcast he would love.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's like a good one.
Did you see what I wrote back to him in the DMs? Yeah? Not too lick your arse. I said 3 bears, 1 key, 1 pub next time you're in Ireland. Can you imagine me and McCann on the rip with our Crasher?
It would be...
Yes.
What?
Visualize it. What do you call it? What do you call that?
What's the word called?
Manifest.
I was going to see if you could try to remember it.
I don't think you need to manifest, you know, 2 absolute piss heads and me in the pub. Part-time piss head.
You're just full-time caffeine punches? Not caffeine. Nicotine.
Nicotine. Yeah. Caffeine. Yeah, I think it'd be great. And yeah, you just take them to some... What did they say in that group this morning? Bert would love a fry. That'd be so ideal. Take him for a fry. I'm like, what is this dude? You know, be eating like fucking soda bread. And then Tito's soda, you know, whatever. And then, you know, we just slide into, you know, the Duke of York at 12 o'clock or something. Just start a real nasty one.
Lavery's, he'd enjoy Lavery's.
He'd enjoy Lavery's. He'd enjoy Lavery's Comedy Club, secret drop-in, wouldn't he? Next time he's in Ireland. He'd fit right in, all we do.
I think he would.
It would just be talking shite about your dicks, ordering in lunch, eating way too much, doing a wee bit of a gig, drinking.
He's very, yeah, that makes a lot of sense because you're also someone who does everything too much. And that's, he's worldly famous for that.
I do everything too much?
Yeah.
What, like?
Everything.
Too sexy? That's too funny?
One of them.
Too many teeth now, I got them fixed.
Can you still do that? You can. Oh, lovely.
Better.
There you go. That's your.
And then I've got the 4 visible teeth at the bottom now as well. If you're watching on the video, I've got McCann's teeth and McCann's t-shirt. What next? Just awesome, Bert Crasher. What else could we do?
Just busy and successful.
What busy and successful, bro. You know what I mean?
Will you fuck up, teeth?
The sad thing about, you know, if you were ever like, oh, next time you're in the country, come and do a gig, like, what would you even do with, like, Bert Crasher? Yeah, man, seeing we're done at this pub, let's, do you like big ceramic fish or anything? Show you that. Show you a big fish covered tail.
Covered tiles. Nice, load of tiles on them.
What else do you like, man? Have you ever seen trees going like that?
Got.
Could make it happen.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You know?
We've one train.
Do you want...
In another hand.
Have you seen stones? You've seen a stone before? Yeah. We got ones... Have you seen the UFC? We got stones that are the shape of the... Like the octagon from the UFC. If you want to see. Is it close?
No.
Couple hours in the bus. Yeah. Can we drink in the bus? Yeah, no, we'll go. All right, yeah, sweet.
That's
sweet.
Fine. Yep.
Happy days.
Some nice pictures in people's houses.
Yeah.
People very arty here.
Do you like drinking? Yeah. Do you like cough medicine? Yeah. Buckfast. I've got a drink for you. Oh. I want you to try.
You'd love that.
Do you? Can I ask you a question, Bert? Are you already shedding blood? Oh, you are. Great. Fantastic. Try Buckfast.
Yeah.
And Guinness.
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah. That'd be good. And then that's about the height of it, really. In Northern Ireland, isn't
what
it?
Else you is know. There?
Tell me this. Do you know Titanic? Yeah. Yeah. Well, they built that here. And do you ever wonder, you know, you're like, I'm building it, but then how do I get it in the sea? Correct. Cranes. Correct. You ever seen 2 cranes? You have? Okay. Have you seen yellow cranes? No. And then you just go.
There they are.
There they are. And I go, whoa. Rad.
And that's
it.
The trick.
And that's it. And then you basically have to go to Dublin after that. You know what I mean? But we're manifesting. Yeah, we're manifesting there a piss up with Bert Crasher. Fuck's sake. Another crack. Our drama this week has been we thought we were going on holiday.
Yeah.
And then we weren't. And then now we are again.
Yeah. Booked a holiday. Last minute they said, that the hotel was overbooked.
Now, this hotel was fancy because there were pictures of Cristiano Ronaldo at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't one of these shitty packages one. That you might overbook by accident.
It was a fancy one. And then they were like, oh, we're putting you somewhere else, like an equivalent good one. And it was a really nice one, but it was like a golf hotel and it like had a real like adults bit and then kids basically had a puddle over in the corner. And you're like, that is not good for us or a 3-year-old. Yeah. Also, don't mind a fancy hotel, but if we're going for a week, you and me would find that boring. That's boring for us.
Yeah, hardly ever golf.
Yeah, hardly ever anymore.
No. Folks, we have a new sponsor here at the General Banter podcast. It is, in fact, Caldera Lab, the skin regimen for men. We all know that first impressions matter, and the first thing people are going to see is your skin, my guys. And that's how they're going to judge you. You might look older than you actually are. Or you can use some quality skin products for men. And they're going to be like, what age are you, man? 20? And you go, stop. I'm 48. That's what's going to happen. It says here, talk about your experience with skin concerns. What are my skin concerns, Maureen? I have too much of it?
Yeah. Could do with less.
You know, as an ageless egg, the dead giveaway obviously is the eyes, but you know, not to worry because they have a 3-stage process that you go through, but they do have an eye serum, which I'm going to get stuck into hardcore and just come out with perfect eyes. Not a wrinkle, never laughing again. No more crow's feet. The regimen includes 3 products: the Clean Slate, the Base Layer, and the Good. It's just called the Good. The Clean Slate starts and ends your day with the face wash, leaves all skin types refreshed. The Base Layer is your daily moisturizer to hydrate your skin and jumpstart your day full of confidence. And your Good is your go-to multifunctional serum, Maureen. This sounds great for me.
I love it.
You know, people are always like, what age are you? You know what I mean? I could be a rough 18. That could be a great 52. But we're going to bring those numbers together, is what we're going to do. It helps reduce visibility of wrinkles and fine lines. Every drop of this serum is packed with 3.4 million antioxidant units protecting your skin. Does that sound good, Maureen?
Sounds unreal. That's really nice.
The Caldera Lab Icon. I see what they've done there. Eye serum. It addresses the 3 most common skin concerns around the eye: fine lines, dark circles, and puffiness. Tick. Get it on. See you later. It's a leader in men's skincare, made only with top tier ingredients. And the clinical trials have found 94% of men's skin showed an overall younger looking appearance after using Caldera Lab. Isn't that fantastic? So if you like the sound of this and you're a dude out there with an old wrinkly head on you and you want to just smooth it out and look fresh and look a lot younger, you go to calderalab.com and you use the code BANTER, all in caps, and that gets you 20% off, and that is the best offer available, they're telling me. You'll not get that sort of deal anywhere else. 20% off at Caldera Lab with the code BANTER. Get in there, my guys, get smooth. Stressful deadlines, long hours, and the pressures of juggling family and social life can take a toll on your mental health. With Calm, you can get an in-the-moment relief from everyday sources of stress and anxiety, so you can show up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle any challenge. We're a big fan of Calm, Maureen, aren't we?
Big fans.
It is, of course, calm.com or the Calm app, which it has everything just in there. They got meditations that range from focuses on anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus to building habits, and taking care of your physical well-being.
Mm-hmm.
They have sleep stories.
We've
used those before. They're very relaxing. Never heard the end of a single...
I like the nature sounds.
Nature sounds, yeah.
Rain, rivers.
The ocean lapping up on your bedside, which is, you know, sometimes you'll fall asleep and then you'll go, am I at the actual sea? And then you'll freak out and you go, oh my goodness, I'm panicked. But then there will be a breathing exercise to bring you back down to earth.
Then sometimes you turn the nature sounds off and you go, oh, it must still be on. You're like, no, that's just July in Northern Ireland.
Yeah. I turn the nature sounds off and go, oh, I'm still sleeping beside a hibernating bear.
Babbling brook.
A bear? Oh, it's just Colin lying there. Sleep meditation is a calming music that will have you drifting off into dreamland. They have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress, anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. The Calm app puts the tools you need to feel better in your back pocket. Do you know what you have to do, Maureen? Go to calm.com/banter. This is incredible, though. You get 40% off your premium subscription. That's very substantial.
That's very substantial.
I mean, I'm not Carl Vorderman over here, but that is almost half price. That is in the range, 10% either way, of half price.
It's like getting it half price, but not.
It's like, imagine getting it half price, but just a little bit more than half price.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So yeah, that's it. If you want all the benefits of the Calm app, go to calm.com/banter and get 40% off your premium subscription. Stay calm out there, my dudes. Stay calm. And last but not least, the wonderful people at Manscaped are sponsoring this podcast also. I'm very excited with Manscaped at the minute because they, you know, they've been the world's leader when it comes to taking care of your downstairs, but now they've stepped up their game. You can take care of your upstairs. You can take care of your upstairs as well. They had the Manscaped, they still do have the Manscaped 4.0. They've got the Weed Whacker 2.0. They're in a second version of that. Ball toner, ball deodorant, you name it. Pants mooring. Comes in a leather travel papoose. But I'm very excited that they've now released the Beard Hedger. You get your hands on one of those now. I'll see if they'll send another one, yeah. And you can get stuck into your upstairs. It is phenomenal. Like I was super excited about that, even though I shaved a big hole in my face the second I got it. But it is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal product. You can adjust it like this. You just twist it and it gets bigger and small. There's no bits. There's
instead
no
set of guards. You
there's
just
no
turn
like
it.
Yeah. There's no like eight guards comes with it. It's you just go round to the size you need. And it's, you know, just high RPMs, just trimming away. And then you hit it with the beard creams and all that business. But if you want 20% off anything from manscaped.com, just go on there, purchase your bits, and use the code GEMBAN1, 20% off. You'll not have a hair left on your body. Just swap, straight up, round over your head. It's going to be great. Just go in and get that pack, that care package where they throw it all in, because you're getting 20% off there and you got to make it worth your while. Buy it for yourself, buy one as a gift and then just get 20% off the whole heap. Tell them I sent you. Manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBAN1 for 20% off. Thank you.
Imagine you golfing. Oh my God, you'd be so angry. People would be clubbed to death. There'd be lumps cut out of it.
The best thing that could happen is if I try golf and I'm bad at it.
The best thing? Can't, no.
The worst thing that could happen is that I'm fucking great at it.
Because you'd be an absolute pain in the ass. Like, this is fucking easy. What are people complaining about? You'd be, you know that scene in Space Jam when Bill Murray's like trying to dig holes in it to try and get down?
Can't remember.
That would be you, but you're just trying to hit it. I think I'd be all right because I used to play Camogie. So.
When? 26 years ago?
No, probably like, well, what is
it? Is it been Camogie? Yeah. I don't think they're the same at all.
Very similar.
In Camogie?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to pick the ball up? Or do you have to clatter it about the floor like hockey?
No, you can pick it up. Not with your hand off on the ground, obviously.
Teeth?
Yeah, teeth. No, you like roll it. And you put it on the stick.
And then
you can run with it like an egg and spoon.
Right.
Which you can't do with hockey.
No.
So that's why hockey to me, I was always like, well, that's no fun because you can't pick it up and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey's fast. The same as hurling, like it's fast. Do you know what I mean? You run with it.
I'd say hockey's pretty fast too.
It is fast, but it's fun to be able to like actually physically run with it.
Yeah. What else happened in your Gaelic games?
That's it. That's all I've ever done. Ever.
Career.
That's it. Gaelic Games career. That's it, really.
You didn't play it long enough before you got the Gaelic physique?
No.
Narrow shoulders, long neck, cobra-like neck?
Is this your only knowledge of Gaelic football?
Yeah, they all Gaelic footballers have a slopey shoulders and a long neck. Every
like this.
Every fucking one of them. I swear to God.
Every one of them.
Yep.
I want proof of this now.
Well, I'm gonna have to Google it.
Go ahead.
What would I type in? Gaelic.
There is no search engine for Gaelic slopey necks. No one's ever looked that up before.
Okay, why did I do that? Players.
Physique. Look up physique. It's just like a load of turtles without a shell.
Now, these are all bad examples just by chance, but you know, they do all of... Oh, come on, boys. They got slopey necks.
If you're a Gaelic player,
okay, on this occasion, on this occasion, I can't find one single bit of evidence, but I have seen...
And how many have you seen?
Just one guy who looked a bit like that, but then...
He's just wearing a Kerry jersey.
Do you know what I mean? Slopey shoulders, long neck. I'm going to start like World War III over here, just slobbering about gabbles.
And then rugby is...
No neck.
Big wide, shoulders. Big shoulders.
Yeah.
So it's the opposite. So Gaelic's like you have to be like jumping out.
Yeah.
And rugby's like you've got to like hunch in and like that.
Yeah.
We'll fix. There you go.
Yeah.
That's the difference, isn't it?
Fantastic.
That's the only difference. And by your physique,
I think even,
clearly you're not a Gaelic player. I think
if I had a long family lineage of hardcore Republican active IRA men and went to a school that only played GAA football and hurling, I think they'd still go, you should go play rugby.
Yeah, I think 100%.
They'd be like, this one time we'll let one guy away because you're of no use around here.
No. You're slowing everyone down.
You're of zero use.
You keep grabbing the ball and popping it.
We've seen you with a pair of the little white shorts around one of your legs. Like it was a bandage.
Yeah.
The stick is just a nightmare for you. And yeah, you were just going to have to let you go.
Oh, the stick you were thinking of even hurling? Yeah, you're not a hurling player at all. They're very, like, you have to be really, really quick.
Like Mike Rice, big hurler back in the day.
Is he?
Have you met him in person?
I haven't met Mike in person.
Rice. He's definitely a hurler, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like about 6'1" or 2" of just like twisted thorns.
What did you do? Play anything now?
Guitar. The axe. Tom Gaelic. That'd be fun. I'd fuck if I had a button there that just went. What did you play? Metallica. Hey. What did you play? Major Pentatonic Scale. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, we're going to Tenerife, and I'm scared to tell you now. Probably, I don't know when we have to record a bomb squad, but we're away 11th, the 18th, or something, aren't we?
But it's only just after Aaron comes back, or something.
Just after Aaron comes back. Get a guest then. Bird Crusher.
There you go.
Fuck's sake. I'm excited to go to Tenerife again and take Eddie to see that killer whale before.
And tell him how much we disapprove of it.
Yeah.
But go.
I'd be like, you drink that in because someday when you're older, you're going to go, I can't believe my parents took me to see this orca.
Yeah.
The last generation of orcas in captivity. Because they can't get new ones now. They're just going to ride it out till they all die.
Yeah, we're like, we took you to animals that are probably extinct right now. Very sad.
Very sad.
But it's funny.
I keep whistling with these new teeth.
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because if you go to that park to look at all the animals... And there's orcas there. Do you just like not go to see it because you're against it? Or do you go, it's already here, I'm going to go see it?
Yeah.
Because one person...
already here.
One person boycotting isn't going to change that. But obviously it takes everyone to boycott it to make it not work.
Yeah.
It's a social conundrum.
And you know...
Moral conundrum.
There's different layers of people. There'll be people who are absolutely... I'm joke around and I'll say, sometimes you're in a zoo and you're like, man, that's fucking sad.
Yeah.
You know, I'll look at a fucking snake in a big tank because the motherfucker don't know where it is.
And it's perfectly fine in a big warm tank, probably.
Yeah. Reptile, bro. Don't know what the fuck's going on, you know? And, but certain things you're like, this start, you know, the more human or mammals, basically, you know what I mean? As soon as they start to get to a level, you're like, God damn. Or you see something and you're like, there's no way that should be. You know, when you know an animal covers like a crazy amount of distance in a day, and then it's in a fucking box.
And they're supposed to like hunt for their food and stuff.
So I don't love it. You know what I mean? There's certain animals like, you know, you're like, oh, there's a fucking guy's got a parrot.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Fuck birds.
Fuck birds. You know, that's an official statement from Morgaz and the GA.
I am the representative here.
Yeah.
As it goes.
But yeah. So you'd have to be a person who's like absolutely fully against any animal.
Also, a bird could technically just fly away if it wanted to.
Yeah, not when it's in that cage, bro.
Why are birds not just flying away? Once, as soon as they get out, they should be like, "See ya."
Because there's a fucking net around the whole forest that they have there.
The whole thing, though. But even if they got out of their individual cage.
No, but the bit at that park that you walk through is like it's basically like a fucking, you know, square mile of
forest. Well, what I'm saying
forest,
is the birds have the most chance of getting, of escaping if they wanted.
Well, there's other ones that definitely could just be like, today's the day, I'm biting this motherfucker's throat out and leaving.
And then it would be closed down.
Yeah, just wake up one day and be like, I got a bit too comfortable, these motherfuckers coming in here and handing me a fucking peach. Thank, I got you, bitch. See you later. You know, if the orca just went on a full suicide bomb and just went right over that fucking glass wall and just crushed about 200 people in the audience.
That's the ending I'd like to see.
Be great. Not when I'm there.
No, I don't want Peter to kill people, obviously, but
I mean, maybe if I'm in the back row. Did you see the woman, the clip where...
And you're like, all these GAA players have no chance. And you're like,
The woman was feeding like a sea lion. Not a seal, like a sea lion, which is like fucking...
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
And she's like feeding it a fish or something, and it tried to go a bit closer and fell over the top of the glass thing and sort of half crushed her. Can you imagine that weight though?
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Yeah, I can. It's called sleeping beside you every night.
Fucking Eddie jumped my lower back earlier with no warning. I thought, you're going to have to phone an ambulance and a JCB. It's like, that's my pelvis gone. Anyway, what was my point? Oh, yeah. You're either going to have to be, here, do you know what the worst thing is? This is the worst type of animal giver a fucker, right?
Right.
You could be the absolutely against it, all animal captivity.
Yeah.
Or you could be the guy who doesn't give a flying fuck and you're just there to have a nice day. And you know what the worst person is? The person who like doesn't give a fuck to a certain point, i.e. me, and then they go, that's disgraceful.
Yeah, like they'll walk around the whole thing. And then
like you don't give a shit till you see like a dolphin and then you go, a dolphin shouldn't be locked up in there.
Yeah.
That's disgraceful. You know what I'm saying?
Like us being like, fuck birds, but...
Yeah, be like, fuck birds, crocodiles can suck my dick, you stupid fucking idiot with your long body and your tiny fucking feet. You don't even, you fucking bite them off your mates by accident. Dickhead.
You deserve to be in
here. The way around it.
Just come around. You deserve this. You deserve this.
Sure, you can bite through a tree trunk, but can you scratch your own belly? No. You know, just walk around calling everyone a dickhead. You know?
Yeah.
Gorilla. Fat bastard. Big teeth. Don't bite anything apart from leaves. Idiot. Start biting people. Giving out advice. Snakes. What are you? You know, on the next one. Just fucking.
There's people with snakes. Did you see?
There was lemur, walk forward, idiot.
What are you?
What are you? Monkey, kitten, decide. Fucking moron, you know.
Go around the whole park really loudly. Do you do it in terror?
Yeah. I'll just wear a bright polo shirt and just be talking to people.
Just a load of tourists following you, being like,
you ever
what?
Seen a fucking dickhead of an aardvark? Look at that. Guy's got a straw for a head.
Look at these big pink sticks over here. Flamingos. Fucking stupid. Mm.
Is the problem not with flamingos that when they're not in the place they're supposed to be eating, the sort of, what do they eat? some sort of micro
thing. Something like that.
That makes them pink. When they donate that, they're just not pink.
Yeah, they're not pink. Yeah. I think that happens as well. I've seen a thing where when they've had a baby, the same thing, because there's just so much nutrients are taken from them.
Yeah.
They're like white, like, and everyone's like, that's a very good representation of actually having a baby.
You give all and the goodness to the
child.
And
then eventually you get your pinkness back.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Like a flamingo.
What other animals could you slag off?
Fish are kind of stupid too, aren't they? It's all fish.
Fucking dickhead fish. That's the line. That's the line where no one gives a shit about animals.
A fish? Mm-hmm. Because loads of people are like, I don't eat meat, but I like fish. Like,
imagine, you know when they scoop those nets out of the sea and dump them out? Like, imagine that was any other animal. Imagine
that it was just loads of them.
Imagine there was 20,000 kittens in a net and they just went.
Oh, God.
You'd be like, no, this is awful.
Maybe it's because of no legs. Is it just like anything without legs? Not that worry about? Is that what vegetarians are?
I thought it
like?
Was eyebrows, you know, because you can't
eyebrows.
Really, can't see their emotions. That's the difference between like a dog and a wolf, you know. Dogs are all like, can I get a biscuit? I can't put my eyebrows up in the middle, can you? Can I get a biscuit or something? No. And then wolves are just like, fuck biscuits. Fucking eat your asshole out.
Direct quote or?
Direct quote you from heard Wolf that? From
you
Gladiator.
Heard that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wolves are fucking terrifying. Well, I remember listening to Rogan once. He was telling some story about a guy who was on a jet ski and got chased by wolves at like 27 miles an hour for like 2.5 hours or something.
Yeah, they don't
imagine
stop,
just being like, I'm going to run out of petrol before this motherfucker runs out of breath. And just a pack of wolves eat your asshole all out of breath.
Yeah, they're really hungry now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wolves are properly scary. Like,
remember someone didn't believe wolves are real? They thought they were a mythical creature.
Who said that?
Someone we used to know.
Somebody we used to know. Speaking of idiot animals.
Yeah. They're like, they're not real though, are they? They're like, you know, like a myth. Like, in
like a
stories.
Unicorn?
And I was like, I'm like, a wolf is real. Like, are they? I thought they were just in stories. It's like, yeah, but like there is wolves. Like there are wolves. They're like, really? No clue that there actually had been wolves. Like, imagine.
Did they also say, I got a new OCD TV?
Yeah. That has to do, yeah. There we go. Anyway, but we are...
We're
going to Tenerife, is what we're saying.
Yeah, we're going to Tenerife. I'm going to be greasy and full of fucking tuna.
It's going to be very hot when we're there, like right. mid-30s. Like, I mean, we're going to be boiled.
Boiled to death. I'm going to be there like, what if I... Did I talk... Had I been to fucking... Ivy Gardens when we did a podcast with Kieran?
No, because you went last.
No.
No, probably not.
But I'm going to be dressed.
You've been doing so much recently. I haven't seen you in genuinely 6 days.
Class.
Sure haven't.
Probably not, no.
6 days. And I'm trying to do all of the things and the admin while Eddie holds on to me like this by my neck. He's the thing where he likes to hold me by the neck on my back. I don't know if anyone else has a toddler that does that. Basically choking you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow, this is how people lose their mind.
Yeah.
This is it. You're being choked while you're trying to do, you know, tax invoices. And you're like,
I'm going to kill this child.
Get me. I'll go in a zoo right now. I'd happily be in a zoo right now.
Do you know
now?
That was my, you know, you still have a bit of hangover worry about going to Portugal with a child. I'm glad I got cancelled.
Really?
I'm glad we're going to Tenerife.
Yeah, we're just going to Portugal.
Better get my calendar up on this bitch.
Well, not unless we leave him in a room by himself.
I thought that's what we were doing. How am I supposed to go on the piss and have dinner? I'm joking. Right, I'm joking. We're just going to go and look at entrapped animals.
You're talking as if you're some sort of social butterfly. You'll never do that.
Well, like just go out on the rip by myself?
Yeah, never, no. ever. When people are like, right, I'm only down here for a drink. I'll see you in a minute. You're like, no.
Anyway, my point was, I'm going to be in Tenerife dressed like, and I quote the guy from Instagram, a helicopter pilot from the Bahamas. That's what someone told me I look like.
I think you look like that. It's the hat. It's that hat.
You know, you get a cool hat like this now, and you think you're going to be cool guy. It's a bit like someone.
It is a cool hat, though.
It's like someone buying like a fancy watch. Okay. You know, you think the bitch is going to be tripping over you.
Oh, do you?
And the most you can hope for is another sort of incel guy going, man, is that an ALD, huh? And I went, thank you. It is. But yeah, I was in a photo with Shane and Patty, and someone wrote under it, Geddes looks like a helicopter pilot from the Bahamas.
I think that could be a nice summer look for you.
Just like a 70. Yeah, I like that whole look, you know.
That's a good look.
Was it like Cocaine Cowboys or whatever, where they were sponsoring like speedboat races and stuff, and all the gear was banging, like all the team jackets and everything?
See, both of us quite like an 80s look.
Yeah.
Quite enjoy an 80s look.
Yeah.
Which I think does suit you too.
Yeah.
And I quite enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like the high mom jeans and like, you know, a tucked in shirt and a big blow dry. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
And then I'll also wear something. God, this chair is so squeaky.
Now that's how I leave the house most mornings.
Let's see.
Timmy Mallet.
Yeah.
Like that's sort of when I think I look cool.
Yeah.
That's how I leave the house.
That is actually what you look like. Timmy Mallet with tattoos.
Bars. Yeah, so that's
about it, really.
And he's not Nonsense.
Right,
like the rest of them, you know?
You would have thought of anyone. We'll say this and next week it'll come out. Oh, Timothy Mallet. Done.
Timothy Mallet. Yeah, that'll be me in Tenerife walking around.
There we go.
Fucking drug trafficker in a Cessna plane in the 80s. Cigar, that's what I need. I'll get a hand rolled cigar.
That's what you need.
But I went down to Ivy Gardens there to support Tommy Tiernan. Heard of him? Did that. Was in and out pretty
How cool. was it?
The gig itself was great. It
looked lovely.
Didn't have time to hang around and see Tommy Tiernan, but I was in there the year before. I came off stage, he said, great work. Came off stage this year, he said, fantastic work.
Nice.
Moving up in the world. But in between, you know, while he was waiting to go on, he was sitting on a seat inches away from the wall like a cat.
He does. He's very...
staring at the wall like a cat.
He's very, what's the word?
Introverted?
Yeah.
Weird?
No, I don't think that's weird at all, because how he is on stage is obviously super energetic. So when you see him off stage before he goes on stage, he's very like, he stands by himself and just chills out, which is kind of cool to see actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I think a lot of people maybe don't realize that. Because people ask me all the time, you know, if they find out like, oh, your husband's can't get us. Oh my God, it must be mad. This must be mad. And what are those comedians like and all this stuff? And you're like, really? No, like,
you're like, he's actually really calm and serene.
Yeah. Have you seen a picture of Timmy Mallet? That's him.
Yeah, that's him. Timmy Mallet's crazy.
No, I wouldn't say you're not calm or serene. I am
calm or calm. / banter.
I would love to be like, no, he's not like that at all. He's so calm. You're not calm and serene at all.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
Serena Williams.
People think that comedians are just these wacky, crazy people. But, you know, if you actually see them before a thing, they're usually like getting in the zone, very chilled out, very, you know, introverted, you say, just like, which is cool.
Now, I did Ivy Gardens because I was doubled up, you see, and I had to go to Enniskillen after for the McCarnival in Enniskillen.
That looked good.
So I left immediately and went to Enniskillen and did my gig at the hotel. Fantastic. Had a great time. Came home after that. I'd say I've done 40,000 miles in my car this week.
No doubt.
And then came home, and then the next night I was going down just for the crack, basically. For the drink, and did a secret set now. Ladies and gentlemen, secret guest Colin Geddes. Well, it was like me going on Lavery, sounded similar to that. You'd have thought Tommy Tiernan himself was in the building. Great reception. And then, but it was already half pitch, so when I got on, I was like, hey.
Oh, were you drinking?
I was like, hey, that chair, dial it down a bit. Can't really speak. But you'd be glad you missed it now, because we drank for 16 hours on the trot, and it was literally, I think it was like 10 to 8 in the morning, full daylight. And
when was the last time you've done that?
Oh, like, God.
Years?
I don't know, but fuck me. We actually had to just be like, no one was ready for bed either. We had to be like,
like, you could have stayed up.
Oh yeah, could have stayed
up. And we used drinking still.
Oh yeah. Mickey bought, we basically drank kind of for,
let me guess, Mickey was on the wine then after his whole night.
No. We were drinking pints fucking for free basically, and then we're staying in, there was like a wee bar that was basically just for us.
Yeah.
And for about the first 2 hours, no staff turned up, so we were fucking pouring our own drinks and opening beers and everything. And then they eventually sent a wee member of staff down, and they were just like, we'll just ring it up, you know, you don't even need to pay for it or whatever. And then as we're leaving, Mickey's like, can I buy a carry out to walk 30, like 30 feet to the house? And I bought like fucking 2 boxes of beer and like a 2 liter of Jameson with a load of fucking mixers and everything. So then went back to the house, and then that felt like a fresh start. And then we get stuck into that. And
yeah, if you move location, it's like a fresh start. It's like a new thing.
Maureen, a change is as good as a rest.
A change is as good as a boke in that situation.
A boke is as good as a rest. As boke is as good as a night's sleep if you're God. Mickey. Mickey got up. Mickey went to bed and got up 3 times. He would fucking like go, right?
So wait, Mickey wasn't even the last one up. Normally it's like Mickey, so it wasn't. No, it was you.
When we were all up at the end, it was a joint decision to be like, right, we're going to get kicked out here at 11.
Who was the last one standing?
Me, Mickey, McCarney, William, and Michal.
Unreal.
And Connor.
Mm-hmm. So you drinking?
Connor might have went to bed a bit early. Oh yeah.
Because he doesn't drink all the time. That's what I'm asking.
No.
Very good.
But he also had 48 joints.
Wow.
But we all just, this is what freaked me out. There was there was like a load of cabins that are the same, but McCarney had 2 of them booked out, and we drank in one of them to like 8, and then we're like, right, fucking, we better go to bed here, and got up and stumbled over to the one next door and went to bed. And I woke up and came downstairs and I was like, fuck, who got up and tidied this? This place is spotless still. Oh, I feel terrible. And then forgot that it was like the other cabin. It was a fucking disaster.
Oh, it's nice that you got to sleep in the clean one then.
Yeah.
That's very nice, sir.
But I haven't had a hangover like that in a while. And then the worst part is, at Lusty Beg, you have to drive on the little ferry to get over.
Yeah.
And I was fucking still absolutely doing crime in the morning. And fucking, see, trying to get the car and that wee boat just, all the sensors going off of me. Just fucking, you know, like closing my eyes and forgetting about it. Oh, it'll be okay.
One whale's up on the side of it.
Just scraping the paint up the side. Wasn't me. Everyone's had it though, you know what I mean? Like you see the marks on it on the way in. And then just fucking, yeah, drove home in a lot of pain. And then I got home and yous weren't in and I fucking could have cried.
In a good way?
Yeah. Because I was waiting to get home and, you know, Eddie just be like, hello, daddy, is that you? And you'll hit me with something, you know, some drama. And then...
Drama, but you mean me organising your full life admin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's got to pay the bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Or you'd be in jail.
But I come in, no one was in the house, and I fucking, like, you know when you're like taking your trousers off in the driveway?
You're like taking them down in the car.
And then I didn't even sleep. It was just that sleep where you're like absolutely knackered and you have a lie down sweat panic. You know, it was just like, ha, ha, ha. You nod off and go,
so you probably, your body's actually afraid you might die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fucking horrible. Horrible hangover. But ultimately fun.
Good fun with friends.
Good fun with friends. Slabbering about every comedian known to man.
And you just wake up and forget everything.
Comedians just get drunk and go, am I actually funny? And then their other 4 go, you definitely are funny. Am I? It's just hard to judge sometimes when like all 400 of the people laugh at once. You know, do they mean it? Do they really mean it when they keep coming to these tour shows? You know.
Yeah, it's just that Always Sunny clip of D. Tell me I'm good.
Tell me I'm good. Tell me I'm good. Tell me I'm good. Yeah. Like, what more proof do you need?
Tell me I'm good. Just tell me that I'm good.
But I had fun. And then, you know, a couple of days.
You need that sometimes though, don't you?
Aye, once a decade, I think, would do me.
Yeah, true.
Fucking,
like, you're good
Christ.
At drinking, but you are not good with, like, hangovers. No one is, but, like...
I'm not good. Like, I'm not like being sick all day and all that the way some people like.
Whereas I could stay up all night, no bother, but I couldn't. I don't think I could drink the whole time. But I would stay up. because it is ingrained in me never ever to miss out on anything.
Yeah.
My whole family.
FOMO.
We all do it. We would all stay up to 8, no bother. There's still people there.
Mm.
But would pace our drinks quite well. Like, wouldn't be steaming, like, but.
We weren't like absolutely firing them back, but yeah, you were just like chat, 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 crack another one, chat, 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 do you want a whiskey? Nice. Chat, you know. Nobody was really that much of a mess. William did a couple of bokes in the morning, but.
Didn't he?
That might have been the disabled in him. I don't know.
Coming out.
William Thompson.
Did you give him?
His diagnosis should be disabled in the morning. That's what he should. The only times I've stayed with him, he's got up in the morning. You're like, look at the palsy hanging out of you this morning.
Oh, fuck's sake.
You know?
No, you don't notice it at all.
No. But anyway, I had a good time. And then off to Ballina to do those conspiracy guys. Do you ever read much about Tesla now?
Don't worry, Colin knows everything now. I know. Any questions?
Every fucking...
If you have any questions, ask Colin, guys.
Did those conspiracy guys...
You did loads
guys
of homework on it, didn't you? No.
About
nothing.
Tesla. Well, what I actually did was I listened to their first podcast about him, which they did years ago. Well, you
really?
Might, you, like, if you want all the information brought together in one
know,
fucking area.
I mean, it's unreal, yeah.
So I listened to that, and I did know a good bit of it, to be fair, but then there was just... Because everyone's like, isn't it unfair that he invented all this shit and didn't get the credit for it? And I was playing the old... Devil's avocado in the corner. I was like, he's working for a company. What do you want him to fucking just give him the company? Because he's smart. He's a fucking weirdo. Never wears gloves all the time. Loser, you know. But yeah, it was interesting to find out. He did invent a load of stuff, but it was usually while he was working for another company, and everyone was like, you know, he was just used and abused. He was employed.
It's called employment.
And then he kept getting like grant money to make things, and then he'd spend it on something else. So no wonder everyone fucking hated him. Weirdo.
Summed up by Colin.
Fucking weirdo. You know, guy never washed, never had sex with anybody. Freak.
There are the two opposite things you love.
What?
It's the complete polar opposite.
What?
Of everything you like.
What?
Washing. Yeah.
Difference between me and Tesla. I love bucking and getting washed.
Love a good wash.
And I don't invent anything. But sure, it's like fucking, it's like inventing something, you know, fucking 100 years before anyone even would think about it. No point in inventing that. Chill out for a minute, bro.
Yeah, you were telling me about it and you're like slagging it off, being like, yeah, but no one wanted it then, so who cares? Like, why would you invent something so far ahead of what people could fathom in their brains? Useless.
Yeah, he was all like, you
everyone's
know,
that's genius. You're like, that's a useless tech.
He's like, plug the microwave into the electricity. And they're like, what's electricity? Come on, man. Think.
Like, come on. Come
quickly,
on.
Quickly.
It's like someone who's seen like the end of 12 seasons or something. And you're only starting. You're like, oh, you're only there. You don't even know what I'm talking about yet.
Yeah.
That was his brain.
But then he'd invented, you know, basically wireless power. So that's all those photos of him standing in the field with a bulb glowing on him. And, all the Edison crowd, you know, the General Electric ones, were like, nah, I think we'll just sell people cable. You stupid weirdo, you know? You fucking wee weirdo with your gloves. Way back to Croatia.
I want to see you make a movie about him with, and you write the full script as you imagine it.
It's just a documentary with my voiceover.
Yeah, after first episode is the zoo.
This wee fucking idiot, you know, fucking went the fucking... He's invented wireless electricity. Meanwhile, people are still lighting their eyes with candles, like, so fucking best luck to you.
I love the voice that comes out every time you do this.
I know. I'm doing voices, my professional voice.
See, this is actually Colin's real voice. He actually puts on his other voice. Isn't it?
I was telling you earlier in the car, I want to just, if anyone from Centra is listening, step your fucking game up, okay? Because I called into this, I want to say it was called Gala. I could be wrong. Into this place now, you'd appreciate this. Got a breakfast roll. She didn't give me like a baguette this size. She cut the middle third out of a baguette this long. Big fluffy boy. Cut it, hooked all the bread out of it.
Did you ask for the bread?
Like, yeah, he's like, don't throw it in a bin. I'll keep it in the glove compartment for later.
Big chewing gum in your mouth.
Like one of them snooze, but it's just fucking dough. She hooked the middle of it out and put enough meat and bits in this thing to feed a family of three. There was four sausages in it, cut in half. She cut four sausages down the middle and just like salt bayed them into this fucking roll, and then folded just two eggs into it, and then like bacon. And she goes, "Do you want any sauce?" And I was like, have you enough sauce for that?"
What did you ask for?
Just a breakfast baguette. But maybe that, you know, maybe people down south will be like, "Oh yes, we get that for our full family."
Yeah, you asked for a baguette, not like a roll or a bap. Asked for a baguette. That's like going, I have a loaf of fry?
But she had them behind her, so it's not that fucking weird. It's not like she went, "Oh Jesus, I'll have to go to the bakery." Like took off to the bakery. She just turned around and grabbed it. If she'd have put that in a wrap, it would have been like a fucking...
That's obscene.
Horrific. But it's the only thing I've never finished, I think. I think I got about halfway, two thirds into it. I was like, there's no way I'm going to do a 7-hour podcast full of sausage.
Full of sausages?
Too many sausages. And it was like €4.50. Hey, Centra, get your shit together. Go in there and just like, "How many sausages? You want one or two?" Fuck, two? This bitch gave me four for nothing.
Four.
Four sausages.
Two eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
Like, if I was on a plate, that's a large fry on a plate.
In a baguette.
And you had it in a baguette.
Yeah. I only had about half of it, in fairness. It's bad. Wow. It's too much when I'm going, come on.
That's too much.
I can't be walking around with that in my guts. But then I said to you, I was fucking 6 hours into talking about fucking Nikola Tesla. And I was like, I wonder if there's half a roll still on the car. I wonder if there's any heat left in it. I'll microwave it. Shout out Tesla. You know?
Do you have anything to do now? Shout out Tesla.
Shout out Tesla. The guy.
I know things now.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
There's all mad stories, like he would be doing something and someone would be like, "Oh, it'd be cool if that actually worked this way." And he would just go like, invented it. And they're like, "Hi." And he goes, "Oh, it's in there. Three phase power, it's in there. Don't worry about it." He's like, he'd just be like, "Continue, I've done it in my brain. So go ahead." Spoofer, you know?
Spoofer, you think
that's how good he was? He didn't even have to go and work it out.
He just
they would be like, "How could we fix that?" And he would go, "Just invented a new thing. Go ahead." You know, he would just quickly,
that's unreal,
quickly fucking, you know, reverse engineer in his head. All the bolts come out and everything. He's like, "Oh yeah, it's possible. Go ahead." Which is great because you could definitely fake that.
You think he was faking it? You think he?
No, but he probably wasn't. You know what I mean? I think the guy was absolutely. On the he was the spectrum. Tesla, the whole spectrum. That's what the documentary's called with me voicing over. "Welcome back to Tesla, the whole spectrum." The guy was that good. He would just be like, they'd give him money to develop something, and his head had moved on to like two or three ideas ahead of that, and he'd break them something else, and they'd be like, "Nicky, this is not what I paid for." And he's like, "That's bullshit. What do you pay me for? I made a better thing."
But that must be so frustrating.
Don't touch me. I'm a germaphobe. Or have sex with me. I hate it.
But like, imagine like your brain working so much quicker and more efficient than everyone around you. How frustrating that would be.
Welcome to my world. Oh, it's not official. I had no guest for the podcast this morning. We're now to break down. So I've settled for you.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Wait for GB 2.0 coming this September. Me and Maureen hosting every week with a load of people from OnlyFans. Interviewing them.
Yeah, the plan.
That's what we're doing. Should we get some questions then?
Sure.
Have we talked for an hour there, or am I going mental? Yeah, probably have.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway. Let me just see if Bert Kreischer's texted me, but he hasn't. just let me check. Bert, is it just... Did he? No, I didn't. But you know, if you reverse engineered the time delay, you're probably hammered. You know what I mean? You probably wake up in the morning and be like, "What the fuck, shite, was I falling in the middle of the night?" No, shout out, Bert. Let's go for pints, sure. Questions? We got loads of them. Jesus. Discuss, please. Stop the world and let me out. Right. Oh, what's this? Someone sent us a song on Spotify? What is it? Oh, it's... Oh, right, okay. Now, I could be slagging off Declan Nerney, but I seen on the drive down to Mayo at least 4 posters for different gigs with him on it.
Oh.
The Nernster is getting about. So fair play him. Fair play to him.
Fair play.
Stop the world and let me off. That's what I was saying was halfway through that sausage bap. Would you ever consider an idiot abroad type show where you play the role of Gervais and send someone like Kieran Bartlett to places that he will no doubt hate? And that's from William Palmer. You could send Kieran into a fucking Centre Deli and he'd hate it. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have to travel anywhere. You could send him into a coffee shop that he doesn't normally go to. He'd be like, mate, fucking, we got me better fucking, you know. That's creamier than a fucking away peas fucking gooch. You know, he'd say something like that. He'd bite a cookie and be like, that's soggier than your ma's fucking biscuit after a boatload of Navy SEAL. You know, just way too much in the explanation. That sausage roll's crustier than your dad's foreskin after he's fucking molested a pig. You're like, Karen, not like it? You didn't like it? No?
You didn't like it then?
No.
That's a no. Okay.
Am I taking it or leaving it? You want it?
Is that good or bad?
Waitress comes up to the table. Are you done here? And he'd be like, that was colder in the middle than your granny when I'd thrown her off in a forest after fucking plugging her up. Stop. Do you want to see the desserts or? Do you want to see the desserts?
Oh.
Idiot abroad style. Yeah, that'd be funny. You couldn't make it with Aaron because, you know, he'll bed down in a fucking anywhere. You know what I mean?
He's the Labrador. Like, he'll just do anything.
He'll just curl up and go to sleep. Yeah. He'd be in one of those 72 hour trains in a fucking.
And he would talk to everyone and find out everything.
And sleep
and
like a fucking.
And everything
baby.
Would work out fine for him. Yeah.
That would be funny. Idiot abroad.
Just bring him down to the drone countryside.
Like if you took, I don't think Kieran would like Vietnam at all. I don't think he'd like that. Look, how did you get so good at sound effects? Basically the Michael Winslow of the NI comedy scene.
There you go.
So embarrassing. I don't know. I can't really, I'm not aware of, I'm not that conscious of it. What noises do I have? Probably 3 noises.
I don't know. I can't think of any offhand. But
fingering.
No,
I don't know.
That's not your only one. Like, yeah.
Fingering.
You're not good at it.
Did you hear about the manatee who died from severe rectal bleeding after getting bum raped by his own brother? Well, that's again a Kieran Bartlett line. That's as jammy as a fuck. Beloved 38-year-old manatee Hugh dies with high-intensity sex with his brother. Buffet at a Florida aquarium.
So this
beloved was... captive manatee has died after high intensity sex with his brother caused severe internal injuries and necropsy. Hugh, 38, that sounds like a fella, died at the Moat Marine Laboratory, an aquarium in Sarasota, mating with his larger brother. I mean, they're really dancing around the fact that his brother just buggered him for the crack.
Did they witness this happening?
They must have. Like, if there's 2 of them in a tank and the owner, you know, the guy walks in and he's like, well, someone fucked him in the ass. And it wasn't me. Buffet? Have you been fucking your brother in the arse again? He's like, huh? Nah. He slipped and fell. On that net there. The handle of it on his ass. Sorry. Huh?
Oh, I didn't even say that.
Pew! What happened to your arse? Again. Someone's had high intensity sex with your mum.
Stop.
Two manatees just Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, the humanity.
It's a hard knock life for these manatees out here. Bloody hell. There you are.
He's called Hugh, though.
Hugh, R.I.P.
Humanity.
And Buffet, I was trying to think of the second Buffet Matat. Buffet Manatee?
Yeah.
Humanity.
Bloody
safer
animals.
In the wild. Yeah, safer in the wild.
Should have escaped.
What are your thoughts on the latest UFO whistleblower stories?
Are these real whistles? That's my first question.
That's the UFO. Help.
It's rape.
Rape whistles. What a terrible name. Give them a different name, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, this is the hilarious thing about it. Like, people are back and forward going like, oh, are UFOs real? Who knows? Oh, you're crazy for believing in them. And then, like, the US government actually comes out and goes, yeah, there's been crashes and the matter inside was not human. And we've got various different things on file and evidence. So, yeah, chances are aliens are real. And then, because it's them saying it, everyone's like, we don't even trust you now.
Yeah, now that you're saying it, I don't trust them.
Yeah, now that you're saying it, don't trust you. But it's either aliens or the Chinese. And what's the difference? Don't even know what that means. New soundboard button for you. I think I might have seen this.
Open. What is it? See if it's someone being sick. We're not listening to it.
What is it? Well, people, eh? When was the last time you shouted like that morning in the street?
Never.
Go back to fucking Belfast, you fuckers, go back. It would take a lot, you know.
What was the context of this shouting?
I don't know, they were shouting in the street, just general.
Just shouting?
Just scumbaggery.
The only thing you see me shouting outside our house is just at Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
To stop running away from me.
Don't run into the traffic. Worst brunch in NI.
Oh, you can't say worst brunch.
Yeah, you don't want to put someone on the spot.
No, can't say worst.
Let's put it this way. Not going to say any names, but there was a place that we used to go to. And it was great. And then something happened. And then now it's really not that great.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. You do.
Okay. Tell me after.
But that's a sad time when you go like, this used to be my spot. And that's not.
No, it's not.
That's not my spot at all.
I can't think where that is. That is sad. It's usually just whenever someone's been good for ages and then all of a sudden they kind of stop caring anymore or something. And then they keep doing stuff wrong. You just go, Oh, I know what you mean. Uh-huh. I know what you mean now, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
McDonald's. No.
But that's what happens. You're like, you're just used to something. And then all of a sudden they're like.
It changes and you're like,
changes,
this is so sad.
Or something's very different about it. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, trash.
People like repetition.
Well, if you're going to be good, just stay good.
Yeah.
It's a fucking problem around here. Michael Skillen, option on, opinion on how kids speak these days, res drip in a non-homo way, it's gay as fuck.
I mean,
well, it's like anything, you know what I mean? Like, you could see a rapper going like, this is swag, and then as a joke you say to your friends, this is swag, for, you know, 6 months, and then someone asks your genuine opinion on something, you're like, yeah, it's pretty swag, but, you know, just falls into the,
yeah, some words stay and they seem really normal and some don't, like on fleek. No one says that anymore, do they?
No, on fleek was in and out. On fleek, not on fleek anymore.
Not on fleek anymore. Kind of cringe. On cringe. Are you actually taking one of those right now?
Uh-huh.
Colin.
What?
As if you aren't crazy enough today. Okay.
Take one.
No. I don't think so.
On fleek.
But then
not
surely
on fleek.
Forever, the kids, in inverted commas, have had slang words that adults are like, what are they talking about? You know what I mean? Forever. That's been the way, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's just that if you're noticing that now, it means you're old and not cool.
Yeah, Michael, you old bitch.
That's the problem. That's what I notice now. Anything where I'm like, oh, what is this trash music out now? I'm going, oh, I'm just that age now where all music sounds trash to me because it's not like the way I used to know how it was made.
And you go back and you take that out of a crusty needle and you put it on your gramophone or something. Step out the dead. And you're like, this is on fleek, isn't it? As you take a cat hair brush and brush your eyebrows.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I feel much better now.
You know?
These bloody kids.
Yeah, and you're binding your feet to put them in your wee leather shoes.
Yep.
Hello, my daughter. It's so funny. I mean, there's Kanye West songs have samples like that in it.
And that's why we're still cool.
Yeah, he is on fleek.
Kanye West is on fleek.
Even though he's a Nazi. He's not really. I think he just wanted out of a deal. Me and the husband changed. That's an old timey song.
Me and the husband changed the car a couple of weeks ago. It's got low profile tires, 2 days in to scrape them. Practically impossible not to do. Took me 2 hours to tell the hubby.
Yeah, she scraped the tires. I done the other one 2 days ago. Didn't tell him about that one. Got stuff off Amazon that covers scrapes and alloys. Paint? If my husband knew half the shit happened to our cars over the last 13 years, he'd shed a brick. My question is, have you ever done anything to a car and not told Colin? Well, the good thing is about our Jeep is it has an even scrape the whole way around every tire. It's where it's not even noticeable anymore.
Yeah, it's both mini one. Yeah, shite, isn't it? No, I think with us, we've never really been that kind of couple where it's like, I'm just not going to tell Colin about that or vice versa. We always tell each other. And sometimes I like, I wish you didn't tell me that. I don't need to know that. But we actually never don't tell the person. I mean, all I've done really is left the windows open 6 or 7 times.
The time you left, my fault. The time you left the door open and you're like, you went, well, I'm not taking responsibility for that. And I went, what? Like, I didn't even care, but it was just like, you didn't do it. So how is it my fault?
I can't remember, but there definitely was a reason why it was equally our fault.
It's everyone's
job to make sure the car is locked at night.
Yeah, but if I get out of the car after driving and just leave the door open and go, well, we both own the car, so someone else will close that.
I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, till I do it. And then,
yeah. You know,
but then, yeah. But,
There's genuinely been about four times the windows have been left open.
The good thing about me
is, including, by the way, the Jeep we're driving now, if you notice that the seat was slightly wet, it's because the windows.
Oh, I thought that was just my gooch.
No, you're like, my leg's very sweaty on this leather. I was like, yeah, it's because it's wet. Now, that actually wasn't my fault. Because that's whenever the lawn was getting mowed and then the grass was going in the window. Uh-huh. And Niamh said, Niamh, I'm just going to out you in the podcast. I'll turn the windows up. The grass is going in the car.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day, Daddy came and was like, you do know your window's down all night? And I was like, oh, I thought Niamh put it up. But she just put it up a bit. So that wasn't my fault.
But it's a rough and tumble Jeep, you know.
And also, there by myself because you've been away for 6 days. So I didn't want to go back outside to check.
Well, at least the water will dry. The other car I had is full of sausages and egg yolk down inside.
Yeah. What's worse, water or sausages in your car? And you dropped a gravy in it too. I mean,
I did drop a gravy in it. Oh my God, that was a new low. But the good thing is I have absolutely no respect for physical items.
For nothing. Absolutely. Which is good and bad.
Like
I
could buy a new laptop and take it out of the Mac box and lift it and drop it on the floor and go, oh, fuck's sake, look at that.
Yeah, you don't care. But that's why I think it never, like, you know when sometimes people are like, oh, I don't want to tell them about whatever. I've damaged this, scraped this. I've never had that because you don't care. As in, like, you care. Like, we both care about things. And obviously, if something is, like, you've damaged something really nice or it's going to cost loads of money to repair, like, people care. But I would never be like, oh, my God, Colin's going to be so angry about this. Because you're like, well, it's just the car. It got scraped, whatever.
I'm such a good guy.
Such a good guy. Oh my God, you're the best. No, but genuinely, like, neither of us would be like, that's the worst thing ever. The only thing I've ever heard that you've broken is sentimental items, of which you've broken all of mine.
Are you talking about these glasses that you just leave with the rest of the glasses and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That my granny left glasses and then a very specific cup as well. They're all smashed. None of the like cheap IKEA glass were smashed. But anything sentimental that I have in our house have all been smashed. Not by the child, by you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
But some of the IKEA stuff is very sentimental to me. And you let our child draw all over it.
But the IKEA stuff is mine, so yeah. I take care of it. This stuff, this 100-year-old glassware, oh.
Callum Scullion. A lot of ums. Callum Scullion. If your willy made a noise when you blew a load, what would it be?
Oh, you're the sound effects guy. Go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If it made a noise? Or what noise does it make?
What noise does it make? Colin, I think I want to do a joke noise.
Imagine it just went, ow. Help.
I thought it'd be something more jovial.
No, it'd be like bell. Be like a space laser, you know? It'd be like, pew. That'd be the noise you'd want. Pew, pew, pew. You know what I mean?
This is too much, right? Skip over this now.
Okay, we're getting there. Have any friends that have strange food preferences? My mate orders nothing but sweet corn on his pizza. Definite nuts. That's
just
fucking,
hold on.
That is nuts, baby.
Like, what do we mean by just? Like, no cheese? No tomato?
No, like he probably gets
or
can,
just
can
the
I get
topping?
A margarita with sweet corn?
Just sweet corn.
I love sweet corn.
But just sweet corn?
Hmm.
I just think when you have so many options, like, why would you just have sweet corn?
When this Domino's makes me shit myself tomorrow, I want some sort of visible evidence.
I want receipts for this.
Yeah.
Just sweet corn.
Whatever.
I mean, do whatever the hell you want, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's 20 options. You don't like any other ones? Just
I'd be more concerned that you're getting Domino's on a regular basis and not
Domino's
any other sort of pizza, you know.
I do know someone who doesn't like cheese on a pizza. Now that's
not even a vegan type person, just someone who doesn't like cheese.
Don't like cheese. To me, that's a jailable offense.
Did I go full Trump when I drank there?
Yeah. It's your EGA shoulders coming in, you're all slopey now.
Shoulders of a snake.
There you go.
Yeah, there's loads of people that eat like fucking weird stuff.
Do you know what though? There's definitely an age cutoff where all of a sudden you start to go, that's weird.
Yeah. Use a knife and fork properly.
You're a grown up now. It's maybe like you can maybe get away with it university sort of age. But there's like a few years after that where if someone's still doing weird shit like that, you're going, definitely learn how to eat properly.
I forget sometimes Aaron is like almost, he's about 8 years younger than me. So like, we'll go somewhere and I'll be like, can I get 2 iced lattes? And they go, do you want cream on it? And I'll go, no. And he'll be like over my shoulder, yes.
And sprinkles, please.
And sprinkles and a sparkler. You know, so he enjoys it. But there, at a certain age, you're just like, just get a coffee. What's that fucking about here?
I mean, it says bloody 4 sausages in a bap over here.
I wasn't expecting that.
You're eating like your last meal.
It was the last meal before I had the Indian at fucking 11 o'clock at night.
You eat every meal like it's your last meal.
Shout out to the Indian owner in fucking Ballina, who was like, I was going to close the shop, but you sound like nice guys on phone, so. The staff were just having a drink. And then he just fired up the I love one again.
Nice. Probably about a lot of food too.
I know, actually, I was aware. This again is maturity. I was hungry, but I was like, do I want to wolf every bit of this? At 11 at night.
Yeah.
So I took bits of chicken and put it in a wee bit of naan and it made myself like a sandwich basically.
Everything's a bloody sandwich.
Everything's a sandwich. Everything's a sandwich.
If anyone didn't know this by Colin, every single meal you turn into a sandwich. You could turn ramen into a sandwich.
Ramen sandwich.
That would be your that's your Tesla brain.
Dragon's Den.
How do I make this into a sandwich?
Great British Menu. I'm gonna Google ramen. Right, I guarantee it. Ramen.
I mean, people do super noodle sandwiches. That's not the same.
Have you ever had raw ramen noodles just to see what they taste like after watching that movie?
What movie?
Hunger Games or no? What's the fucking Korean thing was on Netflix? Everyone watched. Squid Games. Hunger Games, what they say. Yeah, there's a bit where they're sitting around. I think eating. It's not.
They're eating. I can't remember.
There you go.
I see.
Once again, some food Tesla's been added here. They've already invented the ramen sandwich. Welcome to Ramen Sam. Kimchi ramen grilled cheese sandwich.
Ramen salmon?
To be honest, that's where I draw the line. Those things can live separately.
Okay.
Right, final question. Well, GTF the fuck out of here. What about... Oh, no. Currently in hospital. This is from our girl, Shauna.
Oh.
Shout out, Shauna.
Hello, Shauna.
She is the other host of the Bomb Squad
podcast. Oh, yes. Yeah. Famous. World famous.
Yeah. And she said she's 6'4" and built like an American-style fridge. That's her words. And I said, you'd fit right in.
She would fit right in then.
That's our pact. We're only having one guest ever.
And it's her.
That's Bert Kreischer. But if she ever was in town, she could be on it.
It could be.
Currently in hospital feeling like a busted bag of tomatoes. Oh, God's sake, Sean. What are you at? What's one thing that makes you feel better when you're sick? Or are you a bad patient?
Are you a bad patient?
Am I a bad patient?
I don't know. Not too bad.
I'm very much like, just leave me alone to fucking suffer in the corner here, I think, by myself. Don't make me do anything. Don't expect anything from me. Just, I'll be back when I'm ready. That's the type of guy I am. Don't want to bother, that'll be me later in life. Didn't want to bother anybody. And they'd be like, you've bled out all over the floor. I mean, I was just, let me be. Let me bleed out.
But equally, you'll complain a lot.
Yeah, but that's why I want to be by myself. So I can just scream it into the universe.
Yeah, true.
Ah! Goddamn kimchi toasties! At it again!
Well, as someone who's...
Oh, I shouldn't have fucked the manatee!
That's it, done it. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, as someone who's experienced a lot of being in hospital, there's not really much you can do bar look at it as I have to rest now thing.
Mm.
Like, there's very little time in your life when you are literally expected to do nothing else than just rest and get better. So be very selfish with it and just be like, I'm going to watch TV all day. I'm not expecting myself to do anything, because you don't have to do anything. You know what I mean? You don't have to cook. You don't have to work. You don't have to do anything. You have no responsibility. Enjoy having no responsibility.
Mm.
And just be there. Just be there.
Sean, just be there, you know.
But there's nothing else you can do in your hospital. You have to be there, so you just have to go, I'm just here right now.
Yeah.
Don't think about what you're missing. Don't think about anything else. Just go, just enjoy whatever you can.
Yeah.
Watch something nice. Eat something nice.
Pull one off.
You can't do that in the hospital.
Push one in, as we say.
Yeah.
Pull one out or push one in. Enjoy yourself. Get on your side.
Try and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with her. Our hopes and prayers go out to Sean.
Hope your tomatoes are better.
Hmm?
She said she felt like a bust.
Oh, a busted bag of tomatoes.
I'm just saying.
And that's it, Maureen. We've got through all the questions. What was your favorite part of Vietnam on your trip? Flight home?
Hoi An.
Hoi An is a lovely spot, yep.
I'd go back there.
It's...
There's a lot of Americans go there just for their holiday.
Yeah?
Remember? I remember seeing loads of families and stuff there.
Yeah.
Big fancy hotels there and all sorts of nice things. But it's just like, it's like you're on a movie set. It's so pretty. And it's so like exactly how you imagine. You know what I mean? It's just so gorgeous. And the little boats and the little lanterns everywhere. And like all the restaurants and the coffee shops. And it's unreal. And it has beaches.
It's
the best part, I think.
Westernized version of Vietnam, where it's all pretty and clean and still roasting, like, but fancy coffee shops, you're right.
I think it's just not as much of a city. You know what I mean? The other ones are cities, which I don't mind a city, but they can be very like overstimulating, put it that way. They're a lot.
Do you remember walking
down
the street?
So I like that it was more like you're in like a town.
Do you remember I was walking down the street and I was like, oh, we've got lucky. There's some sort of parade on. Okay, I was getting buried.
Oh, yeah. They did it a big thing.
I was like,
that's what we got.
Behind this wee guy. And then I'm like, what's in this box?
Why are they really celebrating?
What's in this box here?
Do you remember we got loads of stuff made there?
Yeah.
Like shoes, bags, laptop, everything.
Yeah.
They make it all in like a day.
Really should have made use of that.
I know.
Cause I want chaps for the larger man. For the ample
chap.
That's
where, is that not where that picture of Matty Matheson is? Got a suit? Was he there? Or was he just somewhere else in Vietnam? Probably somewhere else maybe. But it's just that it's famous for all its like tailors and stuff there. And you literally go in and they'll just like measure, they'll just draw around your foot and then they show you all these like different foot beds, kind of like a Birkenstock, and you're like, what one do you want? What material do you want? And then they just go make you a shoe and you're like, this is unbelievable.
Crazy. Hoi An's fun.
It's the really nice food there, wasn't there?
It's one of those towns though, isn't it, where it just absolutely floods to death once a year and then they it just recover does. From it.
It's like it actually, well, obviously there's, yeah. Remember we were in the wee boat and like it broke down?
Oh yeah.
And we were like, oh, okay. And then there was like a thunderstorm coming in. We're like, oh, okay.
And the wee guy was shouting and you know that he was going, I got this fat motherfucker in the back of this fucking boat here and it won't move. Ain't no fat! You know?
Yeah, well, they're very, the great thing about Vietnamese people is they're very blunt and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
They don't dance around their opinions on anything. It's great. It's refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they'll just slap you and be like, look, says you.
Yeah. Fat. You're fat. The policeman sure used to do material about it. Like, the guy in the actual, like, Vietnamese cop thing just went like this to me. And I was like, fuck off. You dick.
And just kept touching your leg, no?
They do have a polite way of saying, this is built for Western people. I like, we got the fat boy seats in the back of this. We've extended the roof for you Western tall fat bitches. But you would go back to Hoi An if I booked it then? What the fuck are we doing wasting time going to Tenerife?
It's called a 3-year-old.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Right, we'll get out of here. We're away for a kimchi toasty. Go to colingettis.com, get yourself tickets for the tour. I'm coming all over the place. Is that Tom Segura's one? Coming near you. Colguest.com. Yep.
SSE's.
Get tickets
September.
For the SSE. Get tickets for Vicar Street.
Vicar Street. It's going to be very fun.
Any other announcements, Maureen?
Probably can't think of
anything. That's it. Anyway, cheers,
we're
guys.
We're working on lots of things.
You're working on lots of things.
Labrys will be back in September. So there's tons in the pipeline.
There's tons on our pipe, and I'm coming near you.
Yeah.
So we'll
look out for our pipes.
Look out for our pipes because I'm coming everywhere. Right. I'll see. Come. See, bye.
Bye.
See you in a minute.
Thank you. Bye.